Once or Twice by Festive Ferret, read by Cookie Mom 6067. Is that strat analysis done for the Black Swan op yet, Rogers? Steve grit his teeth and tried not to sigh audibly. It had been flattering at first when Tony Stark, Iron Man of all people, had shown him some attention, but it had become obvious pretty quickly that Tony was teasing him, like all the other alphas at S.H.I.E.L.D. did. Tony always pestered him every time he came to the S.H.I.E.L.D. offices, harassing him for not having work done for ops that hadn't even been fully debriefed yet. He hung around Steve's desk and wanted to go over every tiny detail on every report, which just meant that Steve's next reports were even later. It was hard enough working his way up to senior strategy analysis as an Omega, and it was hard enough being around the unbonded alphas in the office who liked towering over his tiny frame, sneaking sniffs and smacking his ass as he walked through the break room. But Tony's relentless campaign of driving him crazy had made things even harder. Steve had even considered being transferred off the Avengers Initiative team, but he'd worked so hard to get there, and he wouldn't let some knothead bug him into quitting. Tony, being the peak of alpha perfection, had completely taken charge of Steve's torment, the other alphas backing off until Steve could nearly clear a room just by walking into it. He wished he could find relief in the lack of stolen touches, heavy implication, and unsubtle hair smelling, but Tony more than made up for it in his never-ending pestering. Right now, Tony was folded over the edge of Steve's cubicle, peering down at him with bright eyes. It also didn't help that Tony was stunningly gorgeous. He was famously beautiful, and it hadn't dulled at all up close. More than once, Steve had needed to run off to the bathroom after they'd talked to clean up the slick running down his thighs. Fuck. He was annoying and distracting. Nope. I'll need another day at least, Stark. Oh, okay. Tony didn't move, and Steve rolled his eyes at his tape dispenser. Something else I can help you with? Tony looked around him randomly, then a light bulb seemed to go off above him. Oh, yeah, I was wondering about the 98 FAF report. You said in Section 45A that the... For fuck's sake, Steve hissed, the dam finally breaking, anger and frustration rushing through him in an unstoppable tsunami. He shot to his feet, barely any taller that way, and his chair spun out behind him. Can you please just stop it? I have things to do, and I get that I'm not as exciting or necessary as you, being a measly desk agent, and I get that you all think it's so funny to bug the Omega, but I'm busy, and your ceaseless questions are driving me up the fucking wall. Tony went completely still, mouth open, eyes wide. He looked like he'd been slapped. Steve immediately ran through several versions of the conversation he was going to have with Fury when Tony immediately marched off and reported him. He opened his mouth to apologize something, but Tony cut him off before he could start. Shit. I'm sorry, I'll just... Fuck me. Fuck. He turned on his heel and all but ran for the elevator. Steve's cheeks heated until he felt feverish, and he dropped back down into his chair with a soft whimper. He dropped his face into his hands. He was so fucked. Steve spent the next week living in a constant state of terror. He flinched every time someone came to his cubicle and flushed with dread at every meeting request. But nothing happened. He ran into Tony a few times, but the alpha just looked the other way and ignored him. The questions stopped. The emails, the comments, the hanging around, all of that stopped too. It was too quiet, and Steve was sure the hammer would fall at any moment. He didn't expect it to be so literal, though. The wrecking crew attacked the Triskelion with single-minded focus, so suddenly that no one was prepared. Steve heard the first crash and rocketed off his desk chair, peering around the edge of his cubicle. All the office workers were pressing towards the emergency exits, yelping and shrieking. Steve stepped forward into the flow of people and was immediately buffeted back and forth, elbows bouncing off the side of his head, big feet threatening to trip him. He shoved his way through and popped out by a supplies closet, finding his air again. He pulled up his shirt and glared where a bruise was forming already. Shit. The window next to him smashed open, spraying glass, and Steve ducked forward, covering his head with his arms. Something else slammed into him, and he screamed, struggling, but the grip around him was iron tight. There was a loud crash, and then Steve was suddenly righted onto his feet. He staggered back against a shelf of cleaning supplies and blinked into the gloom. Iron Man was standing in front of him. The faceplate snapped back, and he became Tony Stark. Steve flinched, prepared for a telling off, a reaming out for not evacuating with the group, but instead, Tony stepped forward, more of the armor melting off, and reached for Steve. "Are you okay?" Tony's hands danced all over Steve's body like he was searching for injuries, but it was just leaving Steve breathless. The Iron Man armor apparently magnified Tony's heady alpha scent because Steve was suddenly drowning in a cloud of it. "I'm fine. I'm fine." "Are you sure? Shock is a hell of a drug." "Who is Finger? How many presidents am I holding up?" "Tony." "Okay, I'm panicking a bit. That was kind of, whew." Tony sat down hard on an overturned bucket, and Steve let himself sink to the floor, too. "You sure you're okay?" Steve nodded. "Thank you for saving me." He looked at the door. It was cracked through the middle by a large steel girder that blocked their exit. "Of course. I'm glad you're okay. I think we might be stuck here for a bit, though. The team has the crew under control, but it sounds like they're still clearing debris." Tony tapped his ear. He must have had a comm. "Okay." They sat in silence for a few minutes, then Steve couldn't take it anymore. Tony? "I'm really sorry I yelled at you that one time. I'd had a long day, and, you're sorry? Jesus, no, don't be sorry. I had no idea I was being such a dick. I'm so sorry. I just get stupid when there's an Omega I like, and don't think before I speak. And I get clingy and possessive and wait." Tony stilled, eyes wide. "Waiting? An Omega you like?" "Well, yeah. Was that not obvious?" No. Steve was torn between slapping Tony and kissing him. "Are you serious? You were pestering me because you had a crush?" Tony crossed his arms petulantly. "How else was I supposed to get time with you? I tried talking about other normal things like baseball and family and the weather and shit, and you never noticed." Steve gaped. I thought you were just being polite. And then you realized being mean would be funnier." "No, I'm just stupid." Tony threw his arms up in the air, and Steve launched himself across the tiny space, sneaking under them before they fell again. Without thinking, without stopping to decide if it was a good idea or not, he opted for kissing, though slapping was definitely still on the table. Tony caught him with a squeak that quickly broke into a moan. "Shit, Steve," he breathed against Steve's lips. Steve all but crawled into Tony's lap, the dam inside him breaking for a second time, better this time. Tony tipped backwards against the wall, his arms clutching around Steve's waist. Steve's legs settled on either side of Tony's lap, and he gasped when he felt Tony press up to meet him, even through the armor. "Oh, God." "Mr. Stark? Mr. Rogers? Are you all right?" a voice called from the other side of the door. "We're going to move this girder and get you out." Steve and Tony snapped apart like a rubber band cut in half, panting and disheveled. They both adjusted themselves as the metal screeched and groaned on the other side of the door. "We're fine," Tony called out, his voice rough. Before the door opened, he leaned over and whispered hurriedly, "Do you want to come over for dinner tonight?" "Yes." "Okay." They stared at each other. Then Tony snapped the armor closed again as the girder finally shifted. Steve was dragged off to medical, then into four back-to-back debrief meetings, but at 7, he was finally released. He went to his desk, then stood there stupidly. Tony had asked him to come over, but he didn't know if he was still in the building or if he was supposed to meet him at his place. He didn't even know where he lived. Avengers each had an apartment in the tower, but Steve didn't know Tony actually lived there, or if it was more of a post-mission pied-à-terre. Besides, the tower had been attacked. Maybe the Avengers headquarters weren't safe anymore. "Are you done?" Steve spun around to find Tony standing there looking adorably nervous, and it occurred to Steve that this was what he always looked like. He just never noticed before. that it was nerves instead of rudeness. Hi, yes, done. You're probably really tired. It's okay if you just want to go home. I can even... No, I'm coming over. Steve was pretty sure he'd implode if they didn't figure out what the fuck was going on between them as soon as possible. Oh. The tips of Tony's ears heated. Okay, good. Yes, good. Okay. Shall we? He offered Steve his hand, but Steve hesitated. He shook his head. You don't want everyone to see. Everyone already knows I'm completely fucked for you, Steve. I've been growling off other alphas for over a month now. Pretty sure the accounting department has a bidding pool going. A bunch of the guys stuck pictures of you up in my locker by the Quinjet Bay, covered in heart stickers. I think they expect me to be embarrassed, but it's pretty much the best thing I have here. I'm babbling again. I do that when I'm nervous. Steve reached out and dropped his hand in Tony's, then wound their fingers together. Let's go. Okay. Tony set off for the elevator, Steve in tow, and when he hit the up button, it became clear that the penthouse was indeed where he meant when he asked Steve over. The door slid shut, and suddenly they were alone again. I thought you hated me, Tony said to the button panel. I thought you hated me, too. I don't hate you, Tony said breathlessly. Okay. It was like a magnet snapping them together. On the inhale, Steve was by himself on one side of the elevator, but when he exhaled, it was against Tony's lips. The elevator filled with their combined scent, spiced and heady. Tony's arm circled Steve's waist, one hand sliding flat up his back as Tony plied his lips apart with his tongue. When Steve gasped in another breath, Tony nibbled along his jaw behind his ear. Will you fuck me? Tony breathed out, hot against Steve's neck. The elevator chimed and the doors opened. Steve moaned. He backed up into the apartment at random until Tony took the lead and guided him towards the bedroom. God, yes, please. What? Did you think I came over to see the architecture? I'm so hard I might die. We are definitely having sex tonight. Tony went still and Steve pulled back slowly, wondering what he said wrong. No, like, I meant, will you fuck me? It's okay if you won't. I know most Omegas aren't into it, but I've kind of had this fantasy for a while now, and I'd regret it so much if I didn't ask. Plus, if this is going to turn into a thing between us instead of, you know, a thing, I feel like you should know that I'm kind of kinky like that, and I... Steve broke into giddy laughter, and he pressed forward until Tony hit the bed and sat down hard. Steve climbed up into his lap. You know you babble when you're nervous. I'm aware of that, yes. It's been pointed out 1 or 2 million times. I think it's cute. Good, that's what I was going for. I'd love to fuck you, if that's what you want, but I've never done it before. Steve shifted his hips to grind forward against Tony's lap. I'm sure you'll be a natural. God. Tony broke off with a low groan, his hands snapping up to Steve's hips and pulling him even closer. He flopped backwards and pulled Steve with him, so Steve was straddling him. We probably should have, like... Tony blinked up at him, his hips rolling slightly as if on autopilot. Gone on a date or something? Fuck should. We'll go after. Steve bent down and kissed Tony again, furrowing both hands up through his thick, dark hair. That earned him a moan that shuddered its way down Steve's spine to his cock. Steve couldn't remember ever feeling so horny in his life. His hole clenched around nothing, dripping slick down the back of his thighs, and his cock twitched and throbbed in his pants. Fewer clothes, Steve choked out into Tony's mouth. Tony groaned in agreement. Undressing was a manic, confused mess of hands and mouths and buttons and zippers. It was a new sensation having someone writhing and gasping under him, the way Tony was. But Steve's body wasn't confused at all. His cock strained up when Tony's grasping fingers hooked in the band of his underwear and peeled it off. Jesus. Tony stroked up Steve's narrow thighs and then wrapped one hand around his cock. Steve couldn't help the whimper that leaked out. Tony's palm was huge and hot, and his grip was just tight enough to make Steve's head spin. Steve slotted his lip between his teeth and bit down, the sharp nip of pain enough to keep him from going off right there. Can I blow you? Tony begged. Please, just let me get that beautiful cock in my mouth. Oh my God, Tony. Steve rocked forward into Tony's hold, which ground his slick ass back against Tony's cock. I don't know if I can last. But even as he said it, he tipped forward on his hands and knees over Tony, pressing his hips down towards his mouth. Tony immediately wrapped his lips around Steve's cock and sucked, yearning his head up until his nose hit Steve's stomach. Oh, fuck. Steve sucked in a sharp breath and tried to remember who had won the World Series in 1968. Or last year. Or any year. Shit, Tony, stop. Stop. Tony immediately lay back with a gasp, his tongue tracing along his lower lip. You okay? Yeah, but if I'm going to fuck you, you can't do that much longer. Tony grinned and broke into a laugh. You're so goddamn sexy. Steve sat back, grinding on Tony's lap, feeling the swell of his prenup pressing up. I can't believe I'm here. Me neither. Steve bent to kiss him again, but it was slower this time, more controlled. He tasted himself on Tony's tongue, then pushed deeper, seeking that spice that was Tony's alone. Tony's horny alpha pheromones had Steve's body throbbing with need, an ache that was so deep he couldn't find the root of it, but it radiated through him. Tony's hand stroked down Steve's back to cup his ass, fingers teasing between his cheeks but not touching his hole. Slick coated Steve and Tony's thighs now, warm and slippery, and the room was so heavy with their combined scents it was starting to rob Steve's lungs of oxygen. He pulled back from Tony's mouth, marveling at how slip-slicked and bruised his lips were, then sat back. By silent agreement, Tony shuffled up fully on the bed and parted his legs, knees folding up. His prenup bulged at the base of his cock, and Steve leaned forward to run his tongue over it, then up the length of his shaft. Tony shuddered under his touch. God, that feels good, baby. Tony's hand went to the top of Steve's head and wound into his hair. Steve lapped up the pre-cum that leaked from Tony's slit. Tell me if I do something wrong, he said. Then he reached behind him and ran his fingers through his own slick, teasing his hole to soak his fingers. It felt so good, even just the light touch, that Steve groaned when he forced himself to pull his hand away. He petted his wet fingers over Tony's pre-knot, then down to his hole, tighter than Steve's. Tony nodded, eyes wide, and Steve ran his fingertip around Tony's rim, getting him slick, easing him open. You can push, Tony gasped. I can take it. Really? Steve frowned. I don't want to hurt you. It's okay. I do this to myself all the time. It's good. I'll tell you if it's too much. Okay. Steve pressed his fingertip to Tony's hole and gasped as Tony's body welcomed him in, warm and soft. There was resistance, but as Steve gently rocked his finger back and forth, his slick coated Tony's skin and the slide became easy. Tony's head tipped back against the pillow with a moan as Steve worked his finger in deeper. When Tony's body was accepting his touch easily, Steve added a second finger, keeping his eyes on Tony's face to see if he was hurting him, but all he saw was ecstasy. Gorgeous, he murmured, and Tony's eyes fluttered open. He smiled. I'm ready. Come here. Steve scrambled up so he knelt between Tony's legs, their thighs pressing together. He dropped a hand to Tony's stomach, exploring the dips of his abs with curious fingers. Goosebumps sprung up on the olive skin under his touch. Tony tugged Steve into a kiss, cupping the back of his head, then dropped his fingers to his neck, squeezing just hard enough that Steve felt like the world had tilted violently to the left. It's okay if you can't come like this, Tony said. Just want to feel you for a while, but I can knot you after. Steve opened his mouth to say, okay. But as he did, he finally pressed forward, sliding into Tony's welcoming heat, and the world fell sideways out of his head. All words evaporated. Fuck. If he couldn't come like this, he wouldn't be coming at all. Tony was heaven. He choked out. Oh, good, Tony said, pulling him closer, groaning as that made Steve shift deeper. His voice was breathless when he murmured, agreed, in Steve's hair. Steve's body took over after that. It was a few gentle drives forward before Tony's body opened fully to welcome him in, but when Steve felt those muscles relax around him, he set a pace that had them both moaning and gasping. The slick, tight heat around Steve's cock was like nothing he'd felt before, and it was giving him a heady thrill that here he was, an Omega, slick, drenching the backs of his thighs, dripping down to smooth his slide into his Alpha's eager hole. He folded down and Tony gripped the back of his neck again, teeth grazing at the edge of his jaw. Possession and belonging warred equally in Steve's chest, aching and twisting and spinning him even deeper into the wild place his mind was sinking down to. Tony's thighs clamped to either side of Steve's hips, holding him there. Ah, God, Steve, you fuck me so good. Feel so good, deep. Tony broke off into a sharp intake of breath as Steve apparently found the right angle. Words stuttered into moans as Tony arched his back and released Steve's neck to brace both hands against the headboard, fingers clenching and releasing against the wood. Close, he managed. Steve looked down fascinated as Tony's knot grew, his cock twitching and pulsing, a steady stream of pre-cum leaking free. Steve had never seen a knot appear with such a clear view, and the thought that that was him, his body, doing that to Tony was a heady drug. Desperate to see more, Steve shifted his weight and plunged into Tony, driving his cock deep inside him. Oh, fuck. Oh, my God. Tony curled in on himself, all his muscles tensed, and he bore down on Steve's cock, squeezing. Steve cried out at the sudden pressure, suddenly right on the edge himself. He could feel it when Tony came, the knot throbbing full, red and swollen, and Tony's cock jerked out waves of cum, coating his stomach. Steve could feel an echo in his own ass, a ghost of the tight, almost overwhelming pressure of the knot against his rim, the heat of cum flooding inside him. Remembering something he'd read in a magazine once, Steve worked a hand between them and tried wrapping his fingers around Tony's knot, squeezing. It was almost too much to get his hand around. The pressure made Tony cry out again, both arms dropping to cover his face, and he orgasmed again, or maybe kept orgasming, endless streams of cum spilling over his stomach, milked from his untouched cock. Steve pushed forward once more into that impossibly tight warmth, and then his whole body flushed with tingly heat. He followed Tony off the edge. He collapsed with a cry, flopping over Tony's chest as his hips pressed forward over and over, and he pulsed cum deep inside Tony. Tony didn't seem bothered by his meager weight, wrapping both arms around him and panting out heavy breaths into his hair. We should do that again, Tony said, sounding odd, and Steve laughed. He sat up, still a bit shaky, and pulled free with a wince from both of them. Maybe we should eat first, he suggested with a wink. Or shower. Oh, yeah, I owe you a date. Steve shrugged. Or Chinese takeout. A slow smile bloomed on Tony's face. That works for me. Steve was struck with nerves again. I guess we're going to have to tell HR. He stilled, tense, waiting for Tony's dismissal, but instead, Tony grinned. I guess so. And my friends and your friends and maybe Instagram, possibly my lawyer. I don't really have any family, but if you did, then... Tony. Steve pressed a finger to his lips. As long as Tony wanted tomorrow, that was all Steve needed to know. Anyone ever tell you you babble when you're nervous? Tony's tongue flicked out to lick Steve's finger. Yeah, once or twice. Steve bent and kissed him again. Don't be nervous. And this time, all Tony said was, okay. The end.